You're listening to the HMS Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On the HMS Podcast, you'll hear all things Highland Middle School. You'll hear from middle school students. You'll hear from middle school teachers. You'll hear from former Highland Middle School teachers and many, many more. Our podcast is all about Highland Middle School and Highland Local Schools. We're located in Central Ohio. Let's check out the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined by five special guests today. We have sixth graders Lacey Cook, Haley Green, Lola Wigand, Veronica Ballard, and Payson Jervy. Hi, girls.
Hi.
So our special episode today is titled Living the Good Life. So I'm going to have Payson explain why we're talking about living the good life. This is based on a language arts project that the students have recently completed. Take it away, Payson.
So the Living the Good Life project is a project we do in ELA, and basically we have to read an article and find the theme about it and then record a podcast for our class about that. And we did the same with Central Idea with a different article. And then we had to write an essay about what we thought it meant to live the good life. And after that essay, you put together your theme, your central idea, and your essay, like article, and all of that, that's what became your essay about the entire Living the Good Life project.
Girls, anything to add to the project explanation? You did a pretty good job. So Miss Mallory and Mr. Newland are our sixth grade language arts teachers. So I guess my first question is, and I'm going to start with Lacey. What does living the good life mean to you?
Yeah. To me, living the good life is about showing empathy and compassion. It's also about the responsibility of lessening the trauma and bullying in the world.
She was really prepared, wasn't she, Lola?
Yes, she was.
Veronica, how about you? What does living the good life mean to you?
Having a good spiritual relationship.
Lola, how about you?
Having close relationships with other people.
Haley, what does living the good life mean to you?
To enjoy life and enjoy what you're doing.
And then Payson, what does living the good life mean to you?
To show forgiveness and receive forgiveness.
Okay, these are all really, really good. So, sounds like relationships is a common theme, and empathy, and being kind. This is really good. So, when you were doing this project, Payson said you had to read an article. Did you get to choose these articles, Lola, or did your teachers choose them for you?
You got to go up and pick which one you wanted to read.
How many choices did you have?
Like three.
So three choices. And then, so the first step was reading the article of your choice. Yes? What was the next step, Veronica?
Then you had to analyze that article and you had to say the theme of it and write a paragraph about it.
You know, back in the day, maybe you guys didn't know this, I was a language arts teacher. Specifically, I was a sixth grade language arts teacher for several years. One of the hardest areas of language arts is finding the theme of a written passage. Would you agree?
Yes.
What makes finding themes so difficult, Payson?
It's, you basically have to see what they're teaching you, but since in a story there's so much going on, it's hard to like really see what they're teaching you when there's different parts and you're like distracted by parts in the story.
Right, because there can be multiple themes in a story, right? Mm-hmm. So Lacey shook her head no, that finding the theme is not difficult. Why don't you think so?
As long as you don't put your own opinions into a passage and you work hard to pinpoint something in a text and you read it thoroughly, it's pretty easy to just pinpoint what they're trying to get across and teach you.
One of the things that I found the most difficult when I was teaching theme was the idea that theme has to be universal. It can't just be specific to the story. So as you were reading your articles and thinking about living the good life, Haley, do you remember what theme statement you came up with initially?
I think it was... No, I forget.
Forget? Can any of you remember what your theme statement was? You got it, Lacey. Share with us, please.
For the first one, for mm-hmm. the first podcast, I had selflessness and it being one of the most important ways to show love.
Selflessness is one of the most important ways to show love. That's great because it's universal, right? That doesn't apply to just the story. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you mentioned the podcast. Let's talk about that because we're on a podcast. We're on a podcast talking about a podcast. It's kind of brain melting, right? So the first component of your project after reading the story and coming up with a theme statement was creating your own podcast. Veronica, tell us about that process. What was that like?
You had to find articles to support your argument statement, and then you had to pick one that would best describe what you were looking for. So you had to take quotes from that article and put it together to write one paragraph.
Did you find it to be more difficult, like speaking and recording, as opposed to writing?
No, not really, because we kind of knew what we were going to say.
So you had some script. Written notes ahead of time.
Yeah.
How about you, Payson? What were your thoughts on writing and recording the podcast?
When you're writing, that's when you really have to find the evidence and the analysis and all that. So you don't know. You're just coming from what you heard or read, and you have to write it down on paper. But when you do the podcast, you have all the information. You're just saying it.
Something that you just mentioned makes me think about, you said having your evidence and analysis. Lola, why is having evidence so critical to language arts, or really any subject? Why do you have to have evidence?
Because you can't just, like, go off, like, your opinion. You have to, like, be able to, like, show how you got your answer.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's super, super important. That is a skill of sixth graders. If you can master this, it's going to make all of your classes going forward that much easier. So then... So you read your articles, you found the theme, you recorded one podcast or two?
Two.
Two podcasts. One was on theme, one was on central idea. Haley, what's the difference between the two?
Theme is like, I'm not good at explaining stuff. It's the lesson of the story, mm-hmm. and central idea is like the main idea of the story.
So podcast one was about the theme of a story. Podcast two was about the central idea of a story. Which did you find to be easier, Lacey?
I definitely found the central idea one to be easier. Either one is pretty easy, but I think it was the fact of the one that I chose, because articles are a lot easier to follow than fairy tales and fictional stories.
So was that how the project was organized? Was that your theme articles were fiction and your central idea articles were nonfiction?
Yes.
So after the podcasts, then you had to write an essay. Payson, tell us about your essay. What was your essay about? How did it connect to the project up to that point?
My essay was about forgiveness. And my theme was about, like, building a bond. So when building a bond, you need to show forgiveness. And then my central idea, I think it was,
I know we're recording this on the day after a long break, so give her a second. I'll come back to you. Haley, what was your essay about?
My essay was about... It was about... I forget it.
Thanksgiving brain. Payson, back to you.
And then my central idea, it was about pets And I feel like when your pets do something, you have to forgive them for it, for you're not mad at them. Or they can help you if you are feeling like you should forgive someone. Or if you just got over forgiveness, stuff like that. So, like, it all tied together with forgiveness.
Lola, do you remember your essay, what it was about?
Mine was about, what was the one?
Shells.
Shells, and then I went into how it goes with close relationships. That's all I remember.
Veronica, how about you?
Mine was taming sibling rivalry. So that one was about when siblings fight and how to stop that. So that tied in with having a good spiritual relationship, because you have a good spiritual relationship with them to help bond with them.
Lacey, what was your essay about?
My whole essay of all the podcast paragraphs and the new one was pretty much all about how you can impact someone else's lives by what you say and what you do, and that responsibility falls on to you. And in a lot of ways, you judge life and see things in your own way and just try to guide yourself through it.
Haley, coming back to you, didn't forget. What was your essay about?
It was about...
You can do it, Haley. You can do it.
Crap. What did you say meaning the good life meant to you?
Yeah, what does living the good life mean to you?
Living the good life to me means to enjoy what you're doing and enjoy the life that you have. So I had to connect how having a good relationship with your siblings would go into enjoying your life, and how loving one another would go into enjoying your life and what you're doing.
So overall, it sounds like we had to do a lot of kind of deep thinking in this project. We were reading, we were writing, we were speaking, which are all the goals that we want to have in a language arts class. So kind of last question, how has this project maybe changed you or made you think differently about things? And if not, that's fine. I'm just curious about, like, now that this project is over, do you look for certain things? Do you appreciate your life a little bit more? I'm just curious. Payson, what about you? What do you think?
Like, when I wrote an essay for forgiveness, I realized how, like, after reading an article about forgiveness, I realized how much it can really help your life and help you through relationships and friendships and all that kind of stuff when you know what forgiveness means or what it can do for you.
Haley, how about you?
I forget the question.
So now that this project is over and you've been thinking about living the good life and we've been thinking about theme and central idea, like, do you look at your life any differently? Do you appreciate things a little bit more? Really anything like that?
I try to... I don't know.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Lola, how about you?
Well, when we were making these, I was thinking, if you have a close relationship with somebody, it can impact your life, because, like, if you lose them, that can be really hard. But if, like, maybe if you make new people, like, in your life, then it can be a good thing. And then you have, like, new people and you have a close relationship with, like, one main person. So...
Veronica, how has this project impacted you?
When I read For Central Idea on taming sibling rivalry, it helped me to think that I should probably be nicer to my siblings, because we get in fights on a daily basis.
Sometimes that's difficult. Lacey, how about you?
I had a lot of trouble with this essay, and I've never had trouble with essays or writing before. And I had asked a lot of my family members what they thought, and a lot of them were much different than my opinion and what it means. And it kind of made me think of, you need to be really, really gentle around other people's opinions. And if you say something, maybe you don't even mean it, maybe one word can change your whole entire outlook on someone or their outlook on you and their view.
That's a really, really good point. Haley, coming back to you.
Very
similar to Veronica, after reading Taming Sibling Rivalry, I found that I should try to fight less with my sister so that we can have a better relationship, because she's graduating next year from high school. So.
And then she'll be gone. And
yep.
She'll be. Well, girls, I, number one, appreciate you joining me today. Especially, you know, after our break, and our brains are still a little bit foggy from all the Thanksgiving turkey and things. But two, I really appreciate how seriously you took this project. I know Mr. Newland and Miss Mowry were very excited to have you join me because of how well you did. Lola, any final thoughts?
One thing about Haley's thing was you also don't realize how much your siblings mean until they're gone, because like if your siblings graduate and they go to college and they're gone for a while, honestly it can get boring at your house. So
yeah, I agree. I think one of the things that I'm hearing, I think, from all five of you is that like we don't want to take things for granted, right? And that we want to appreciate the things that we have, because we all, for the most part, we're living pretty good lives, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Well, girls, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining me, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the HMS podcast. Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!